Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Ben Lo Shri of the Holy Tzaddik from Ranana, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen HaRimon Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Levracha. And this year should be a schuz for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Elchanan Meir Ben Chaya Rochel, who inspired the continuation of this series. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'atzeh yadav. In the very first piece, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Hashem says to Avram, Lecho me'aretzich u'molatchom be'savicha l'eretz asher ara'eka. Go from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, to the land that I will show you. Hadiyukim b'parasha zu, gami ma'ashakosu ha'mefarshim v'gami sheli. So there are a number of comments and notes that we have to make on these words, both from the earlier commentaries and also my own insights. Number one, HaSeder L'chorim Mehupach, apparently the Seder is the opposite. Debeneso Adam L'medina Acheres, when you travel to a different Medina, T'chilas Nesiyasu Humi Beso, first you travel from your home, Achar Kach Meir Moladito, and then from the city of your birth, V'lebesof Me'aretzo, and then in the end, from your land. So what should it have said? The Pasuk should have said, Mi beis avicha, first you leave your father's house, then moladetecha, then you leave your city where you were born, and then you leave Arzecha. You can't leave your land before you leave your father's house. So why is the order disorderly? That was question number one. Question number two, Chazal, Rosh Hashanah 16b, brought in Rashi, Bereishis 12a, say, Lech lecha lahana ascha l'tovascha. I want you to go for your hana, for your pleasure, and for your good. We have to understand why you need all these promises. He was one who loved God, and he was Moser. He gave over his vitality, his life, for Kiddush Hashem. Lisarif Bor Kazdim, to ready be burned in Or Kazdim. That medrash happened before the Tzivoy of Lech Lecha, without God having told him anything. So why is it that Avraham Avinu needs promises? He promised a little kid a candy if he cleans up his room. He needs the Tzivoy, but Avraham Avinu was very cool with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without promises. The kid needs the promises. Avraham Avinu didn't need promises. He was willing to be burned for God, burned in a furnace for Hashem without promises. If Hashem doesn't promise him l'hana'ascha l'tovascha, for your pleasure, for your good, he's not going to go. It's question number two. Question number three is that it says in Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash, in letter Samach Gimel 63, Amar l'Kodesh Baruch Hu Nisan Rishon V'Achor Ani Menaseh Oscha L'Belashon Zeh Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha V'Gomer Lech Lecha L'Eretz Amoria. So the Medrash says that, you know what's increased the test, made the test greater? A lashon of lech lecha. Here we have lech lecha, by the Akedah we have lech lecha. That's harder than tsei, when God says to Noach, go out of the teva, tsei min ha-teva. Here the Lech Lecha makes it more difficult. What's so difficult about Lech Lecha? That was question number three. Question number four, our rabbis tell us, brought in Rashi, Bereishis 12:2. V'lama lo gila aretz miyad? Why didn't God tell him immediately? God should have told him immediately he's going to Eretz Yisrael. He just said, the land I will show you. So Rashi answers, Chazal answer, K'dei l'chava v'einov, to make it beautiful, loving in his eyes, to make it beloved in his eyes. U'k'dei l'itein schar al kol psio psia, and in order to give him reward for every step. And we have to understand, how is schar psias talui? How does schar psias depend on the fact that he wasn't megalahim the aretz? If Hashem would have told him he's going to Eretz Yisrael, would he have taken fewer steps? God didn't tell him that he's bringing him to Eretz Yisrael to give him schar for every step. If he would have told him he's going to Eretz Yisrael, he would have taken fewer steps. He would have taken the same amount of steps to just tell him Eretz Yisrael. Question number 5. Chazal bring Sota 22a, the Rabbi Yochanan asked, about a certain woman, why she comes every day to daven in Rabbi Yochanan's shul. And she said, Rabbi, I get schar psios. And therefore, I want to go to this further away shul. So you see that even though she knew where she was going, you still get schar psios. If God wants to give Avram reward for stepping, for going, for walking, even if he tells him there's still going to be reward, we see that in the Gemara and Sota. That even if you know where you're going, there's still reward. So tell him, you're going to Israel. And also Rashi says, make it beloved in his eyes and give him reward on every step. Just say, give him reward on every step. What's this? So we have 6 questions. Sometimes we have sure and we have 10 questions. So I gave you a discount, Rabbi Ozai. This is awesome. Okay. Ukedei levar kol zeh, says the tzaddik, and gone, Rav Haberman Zatzal. The tzaddik from Ranana. I always say that if you walk around today in Ranana, you'll meet many great tzaddikim. So in order to explain this, akdim ashenir l'nius da'iti, I first want to say what appears to my humble understanding. Shema shamru razal, that the chazal say, cited by Rashi, l'chabu b'vavainav, to make it beloved in his eyes, v'litein lo schar al kol psio psia, and to give him reward for every step, heim shnei ta'amim nifradim, these are 2 different reasons, umakabilim, and are parallel l'shnei chelkei atzivui, to the 2 parts of the commandment. Hainu lechel al eretz asher areka, go to the land I will show you, azeh koshelam elogil al eretz esaretz miyad, and this we have a question, why God didn't tell him where he's going immediately. V'heishiv, chazal answer, k'dei l'chabu v'veinav, and make it beloved in his eyes, therefore he wasn't told where he's going. Go from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father. And in this Chazal asks, why didn't he tell him about the land immediately? Why didn't he reveal to him immediately where he's going? Same Kasha. One part of the Pasuk says, go to the land I will show you. Tell him immediately. Answer, to make it beloved. Leave your homeland, your father's, your birthplace, your father's house. Why didn't he tell him immediately where he's going? Give him schar al kol psio psia, to give him reward for every step. V'al pi hanacha zu, based on this assumption, that there are 2 parallel commandments here. Commands. And a different reason is given to fulfill, for the fulfillment of each command. Yipatru kol ha-she'elos hanal, we can answer all the questions. Dine. Dine is a rabbinic term meaning listen up. Gedolei mefarshim kasvu, the great commentators wrote, Digrani sign the lech lecha hayal pima shekasvu drashus chazal. Digrani sign of lech lecha was based on Tanchuma Parshas Kisetze, and some of it in Tanchuma and Parshas Kisisa. It says Zachor Sam Shabbos Lekadsho, and it says Zachor Etz Asher Etzalecha Amalek. Remember Shabbos. Remember what Amalek did to you. How do you do both? Says the Medrash. How can you do both? You can remember Shabbos and remember Amalek. El Zachor Sam Shabbos Lekadsho, Zachor Etz Asher Etzalecha Amalek LeZachor LaAbdo LeMachko. No, no, it's not a contradiction. Remember Shabbos to sanctify it. I remember what Amalek did to you to destroy them, to erase them. V'apliya yidua. And the wonder is well known. What's the steer? What's the contradiction between remembering Shabbos and remembering Amalek? That the Medrash says, how am I going to do both? Number 2, what's the chiddush of the Medrash? The Medrash says, no, no. Shabbos you remember to sanctify it. Amalek you remember to erase it. But that's what the Pasuk says. So what's the Medrash telling us that the Pesukim didn't tell us? The Akushi, we can say that the question was, why did our holy Torah tell us a lashon of zechira, write a lashon of zechira, remembering regarding Shabbos? You only say remember if it's something that you're liable to forget. Like we say in the Gemara in Beitza 15b, remember it because you're liable to forget it, that it's mashma. That Shvisasa is like Shvisa Shabbos, the resting on Yantif, is like Shabbos. And then you're liable to forget Shabbos. Therefore, you're told that you have to remember Shabbos as well. When Shabbos comes next to Yantif, or there's talking about Erev Tavshilin. Mashen came b'shar Shabbosos, ain tzrichim zechira. But other Shabbos don't require zechira. So why then is the tzivui the commandment in the language of zachor? Other Shabbos don't require zachor. You're going to forget Shabbos? Have you ever forgotten Shabbos? Achnech zianan, let's see. Isha minach tefillin alovei tzitzis v'chadom v'nakol alakayim etzem l'shma. When you're wearing tzitzis or tefillin, it's easy to do l'shma. Dimlo l'mano yase malo ha-toro toro chaze. If you're not doing it for God, then what do you need all this toil for? What's the point? And therefore, your thought is recognizable from your actions that you're intending to do the mitzvah of Hashem, of the Borei. Shiny mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh. The mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh is different. Chazal darshan, zechrei la'ayin ha'yosir meshubach. Hainu adom shu mekodem lebracha. Mukdem lebracha. V'cheni matzah behem anayach zekenu l'shabbos kemavur. Shabbos is difficult. Because how do you remember Shabbos? By drinking good red wine, delicious wine. By eating delicious meat. When you find a good animal, hold on to it for Shabbos. So you're so enjoying the food. How are you going to be mechaben l'shem mitzvah? You need to be a madreig gedola that you're eating this praiseworthy wine. The best wine. You have Yain Gan Eden. I once saw a video with Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. He has a good sense of humor. I like Gedolim with a sense of humor. I like all Gedolim, but particularly Gedolim with a sense of humor, because I am a Katan who tries to have a sense of humor. So that would almost be parallel. In any event, so they were giving him Yain Gan Eden. He reads the bottle. He goes, must be very good if it's from Gan Eden. You can't get better than that. I'm glad it's not Yain Gehenim. So you're drinking this Yain Gan Eden, and you're eating this delicious food. You have the fish, you have the kugel, you have the chulent. How are you going to be mechabi the mitzvah Shabbos? And therefore the wisdom of God was to warn us about the mitzvah in a language of zechira, remember. You know, you have to remember that even though you're enjoying Shabbos so very much, you have to remember that this is for Shabbos. This is for a mitzvah, not for your own pleasure. Omnam lefi muvan zeh, according to this understanding, you have to remember it because you're liable to forget it because you're so immersed in the physical pleasure. Yikshalan lamet tzivsa tarasenu akadoshim chiyas amalek loshin zechira. It's difficult for us. Why did our holy Torah command us to erase Amalek in a lashon of zechira, lo sham? Ein bo hanas haguf. Uvevadei kaimenu achrak l'kaim mitzvah zizbarach. Why did the Torah command us to erase Amalek in a language of Zechira? There's no Hanas Haguf. And there you're only going to do it for the mitzvahs of Hashem. So if the whole word of keeping Shabbos, to remember Shabbos, is going to forget it because you're so immersed in pleasure. But Amalek, there's no pleasure. What's the pleasure? You're not going to be doing it for God. You're going to do it, of course, because God said. Of course, you're only going to do it for God. And therefore, the question is returns to its place. Why did the Torah have to command us to erase Amalek in a lashon of remember? Why would you forget? How do you do both? If Shabbos is b'zechira because you're so immersed in the physical pleasure, then you don't need zechira regarding echiyas amalek, because their memory is not necessary because there's no physical pleasure. If the whole idea by Shabbos you have to remember because you're so immersed in the pleasure, or with respect to amalek, there's no pleasure, so you're not going to forget. The medrash answers no. Elazachar asiyam haShabbos lo levad b'tainag aguf tzarich lechavin bem lemitzabar yisbarach elagam medvar maruchaniim. And that the Medrash answer is Zachar Sam Shabbos Lakacha. Not only should you be remember Shabbos, but Taina Gaguf. Not only should you remember Shabbos by giving your body pleasure, but also with spiritual matters. To learn a lot of Torah. As the rabbis teach us, Shabbos 118b, if the Jews would keep two Shabbosos, as they're supposed to, one because Avraham Mordechai used to sing just one Shabbos and we'll all be free, and one because Chazal say, so if you have two Shabbosos all together, then we're going to be immediately redeemed. So what's the tikkun? Learning. Limud Torah Seinu HaKadosha. That's the proper way to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is Ruchnias. Shabbos brings the Geula. Particularly if you know the secrets of Torah. Then because of the Kedusha of Shabbos, that it says in the Zohar, what is Shabbos, the name of God, you can understand true things. So you see, you're a beautiful idea that Shabbos is not just for physical pleasures, Zarcha Shabbos Abzakacho, to sanctify it, it's holy. And therefore, you have to imbue it with spirituality. If you do a Divrei Ari, it's well known what the Ari says. Shemashiach Yah Moshe Rabbeinu Atzmo, Shurei Lenu Torah Seinu HaKadosha, Mashiach will be Moses. He gave us the Torah. Akeinu Maka B'yasad Shitakinu B'liman HaTorah HaKadosha, Torah Seinu HaKadosha. And therefore he's waiting to come until we learn enough Torah. We'll call him like the rabbi saying, Vayikra Rabbah 87:3, Enagolas Miskansel Sus Mishnayas. Kibbutz Galias, we're gonna have the ingathering of the exiles because we learn Mishnayas, as it says in Hosea 8:10, Gam Kitnu Bagoy Mata Kabtsim. Ukumo Shurachaima Kadosh Kosa Parshas Titzave. The Ain Moshe Rabbeinu Rotzila Gol Am Shibatel Mitarah Sein Wakadosha. The Rachaima Kadosh writes that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to redeem a nation that's Mevatel Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu is the man of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see us learning. Until then, God's name is not complete. And his throne is not complete, like it says in the Tanchum and Parshas Kisaitse Yud Aleph, brought in Rashi at the end of Bishalach. Bishabbos Kodesh, Hazman Latakin, the Shabbos, the holy Shabbos, is the time to fix it. Therefore, on Shabbos, we have to increase our immersion in spirituality. In order to fill God's name and fix what we blemished. And that's what the pasuk means when it says lekacho. It's not enough to just give your body pleasure. That's the remez of Zechira, as we discussed earlier. Remember, because you might forget, because you're so orangutan, you're so immersed in the physical. But also to increase Kedusha, to increase Ruchni, is to learn a lot of Torah. You sit on a Friday night, you have a long, now we just started, change the clocks in Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos is going to start. Shkia is 5 o'clock. 4:55 about is Shabbos. And you have a long Friday night. You sit there with a sefer. You learn. Meino l'maba. There's no phone. There's no email. There's no work. You just sit with a sefer. You have a chavrusa. You have a wife you could talk to about these inyanim. You have children. Meino l'maba. That's Shabbos. Through this, all the worlds are elevated, all the spiritual worlds are lefiz and navin. And according to this, we can understand gamken also inyan mechias amalek, the matter of erasing amalek. Shetzarech lichtov bo'alashin zechira dafka, that it has to write specifically the language of zechira. The nexiv says in the pasuk v'yachol sheyoshua samalek, Yoshua weakened amalek. This is for the good of the Jewish people, that Amalek shouldn't start up with them. But God's name is not complete until Amalek is erased. Yeshua weakened Amalek, which is for our good, so Amalek shouldn't start up with us. But then the name of God isn't going to be complete until Amalek is erased. And the Sar of Amalek, as we see in the Tanchum, it's part of the enterprise of the Seitze. And all of now he gets into Kabbalah. He was a big Makubal, the holy rabbi. And all the holy sparks will be elevated from their husks. And they won't have any place to get nourishment from. The evil won't be able to get nourishment. Inika. And then his name will be nullified and erased for good. And then the horns of the tzaddik will be elevated. Who is that tzaddik? Mashiach ben David sheyigalenu gulosonu megalos hachayel hazeh. Amen ken yiratzon. And then Messiah, the son of David, will redeem us. Egeulas olam. Forever. From this galus. So that's the Zechira of Shabbos, is Laharbos Ruchnias. And that's the Mechia of Amalek, that God's name should be complete. Also, Ribui of Ruchnias. So it's really parallel. So Zachor is Yom Shabbos Lakacha. It's not only Zachor, it's also Lakacha. And therefore, even though by Amalek it says Zachor, it's not only the union of Gashmias, but Zachor, because just like by Shabbos, it's not only Gashmias, but it's also increased room Ruchnias, so too the erasure of Amalek. Hayotze elanu mikol anal, it emerges from the foregoing. The bedavish yisladim hano, and a person has pleasure. Mizek hashem od lechavin achavak l'shem etz. There it's hard to only have kavanah l'shem etz. Zem emel enav and godel and nisayin dafku l'shem lech lecha. And with this, we can understand the great nisayin when it says lech lecha. That perusha, the explanation is la'nascha l'tov ascha, for your pleasure and for your good. The beloz hashem ala la'nascha l'tov ascha elatzivi stam. If you just would have told him, it would have been so hard. Even if he would have said to slaughter his son in front of him. He's already tested in a chasm. Everyone has no problem with that. If it's just fulfilling the will of God, Avraham was totally cool with that. No problemo. Nancy's cry, Murph is a Godel Hanas, Aftachos, Shiyizke, Shama, Libnichai, Mizoni, Vishem Tov, Kotzbius, Minadamalea, Damos. Oh, what does it mean, Asher Rekha? To make it beloved in his eyes. I'm going to show it to you. But right now, I'm not telling you yet. I'm going to keep it a secret. I'm going to let the I'm going to let the mystery increase. I'm going to let the tension build. The plot will thicken. I'm going to say, where is this special land God will show me? I don't know what the land is. And he's so excited to know. There's a chibuv here. There's gashmias. It's lahanascha v'tovascha. I know that I'm getting such schar. I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael and God's going to reward me. Lahanascha v'tovascha. Oh no. Now we're in trouble. I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to have children. I'm going to have a good life. I'm going to have parnasa. I'm going to have a good name. That's what people want in life. We want life. We want nachas. We want children. We want nachas from our children. We want to have good parnasa. Lots of money in the bank. And some more in our pockets. We want to have a good name. So Avraham Avinu has got all these great promises. Now how's he going to work for God? Now he already has his own personal interest in mind. And not only is he going to get blessed, but he's in this beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael that God loves so much, so holy. So he can't do it only for God. There won't be any mixture of personal interest. So this is Mamish in Nisayon. Lechacha was in Nisayon because it's La nascha l'tovascha, because it's for your good. For your good makes it an nisayon. Are you going to do it for Hashem? Or are you going to do it for yourself? What are you going to have in mind? What's going to be your motivation? So, we haven't answered all the questions yet, but we're certainly on the road, sweet friends. So God should give us life. And please God, Lech Lecha has mamish, he has so much on Lech Lecha. Wow. So hopefully we'll continue in the next year. And Bli Neder. And we will see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you, most beloved friends, for listening. Shalom, shalom.